You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 15th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the first major of the PGA season is history, and the Masters Golf Tournament for the second time in 3 years was won by Scottie Scheffler. And what a great round he had on the final day of the Masters, as he shot 4 under par yesterday, 68, to win the title by 4 strokes, and he finished 11 under par over the 4 days of the competition. He went into the final round with just a 1-shot lead, but he really pulled away from the rest of the field to win his second green jacket. You know, on Friday, the Anderson Cole Track and Field Invitational was held in Perham. The Yellow Jackets won both the boys and the girls team competition that day, and they had some outstanding performances. Championships on the boys' side by Bjorn Andersen in both the 800 and the 1600, by Tyrus Kudron in the 100, and their 4x4 relay team, also made up of Keithan Andersen and Blake Swenson, Carter Flatto and Bjorn Andersen. They finished in first place as well. And Noah Novotny was the pole vault champion for the Perham boys. And on the girls' side, they had some top performances as well, as Gracie Morris won the 800, and the Yellow Jackets won 3 of the 4 relay races, the 4x1, the 4x4, and the 4x8. Addie Hackle wound up as the pole vault champion for the Yellow Jackets. Other area track and field athletes who did really well on that day: Justin Jacobson of Pelican Rapids was a double champion in the field events, winning the shot put and the discus. And on the girls' side, Megan Guler won the 200-meter dash and the 400-meter dash, and Grace Backstrom was the high jump champion. Ellie Welch took first in the shot put competition for the Vikings as well. And that just gives you some of the highlights. Jacob Kunkel of Breckenridge was the high jump champion in the boys' competition, and Haley Hansen of the Breckenridge Cowgirls won the 100-meter dash, and also Elsie Lauritsen of the Cowgirls was the discus champion on the girls' side. Otter Tail Central boys, led by Mason DeLugie, a double winner in the long jump and the triple jump competition. And for the Otter Tail Central girls, Nora Frosley won the mile and the 2-mile races. So good performances there from a couple of the Bulldogs as well. So those are the highlights from that Anderson Cole Track and Field Invitational, which was held on Friday in Perham. Pemberton Law Firm is one of the sponsors of our podcast. They have offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and they carry a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. And you can also visit them online anytime at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake. That's Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Minnesota Timberwolves blew their chance on Sunday to get the number one overall seed in the Western Conference of the NBA. All they had to do was win. They held the tiebreakers over the other two teams they were tied with going into the final day of the regular season, Oklahoma City and Denver. But the Wolves could not put it together. In fact, they fell behind 44-22 after one quarter of play. And they wound up losing to Phoenix 125-106, while both Oklahoma City and Denver were winning their final regular season games. Oklahoma City held the tiebreaker over Denver, so they get the number one seed in the West. The Nuggets get number two, and the Wolves, well, they have to settle for number three. Now, the Phoenix Suns have beaten the Timberwolves all three times they have played them this year. And that is going to be the first-round opponent for the Wolves. So you talk about a tough draw. They've got one. And it starts next weekend at Target Center. But the Suns with the momentum, certainly in that series, after beating the Wolves at Target Center yesterday so decisively. The Minnesota Wild have two games left in their season. One of them is tonight out in L.A. They take on the Kings at 8:30. Minnesota 38-32-10, sixth in the Central Division, going nowhere in the postseason. And the LA Kings are third in the Pacific Division. They have 43 wins this year, and they are headed to the playoffs tonight, 8:30 from LA for the faceoff, the Wild and the Kings. Well, the Twins, good games on Saturday, doubleheader sweep of the Tigers. And their bullpen was outstanding on Saturday. Everybody got into the action. And the Twins were leading the American League in bullpen ERA, their whip, the opponent's batting average. All of those were tops in the American League. And yesterday, they had a 3-0 lead going to the eighth, so you had to feel good about their chances, right? Well, Caleb Thielbar came off the injured list, and he performed poorly in the eighth inning yesterday in his debut for the season as the Tigers got to him for three runs. Griffin Jacks gave up the fourth run, and the Tigers come all the way back after a great performance by Bailey Ober, six scoreless innings, and the Tigers win 4-3 to get the split of that four-game series. So Minnesota is now 6-8, and they are 3.5 games behind Cleveland. The Guardians lead the Royals by a half game and Detroit by a full game, and then the Twins 3.5 games back. The Twins open a three-game series in Baltimore tonight. Right-handed pitcher Louis Varland gets the ball against left-hander Cole Irvin of the Orioles, and that is a 5:35 first pitch out in Baltimore. And that'll do it for our podcast to start this week, middle of April, folks. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll come back again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.